USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows inflation is causing hardship for a majority of Americans. Gallup reports 56% of respondents describe their experiences as moderate to severe hardship. That's up from only 49% who said the same in January. A judge isn't granting Elon Musk's request to delay a trial over his bid to buy Twitter. However, claims made by a whistleblower can be added to his countersuit. The whistleblower claimed Twitter has major security shortcomings that threaten privacy on the platform and national security. Changes are continuing in Uvalde, Texas after a school shooting last May. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General's office for a formal investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting.
The man prosecutors suspect of kidnapping and murdering a teacher in Memphis has been denied bail in court on Wednesday. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy explaining that the arraignment was paused because there was a motion filed by the defense to change the suspect's lawyer.
The judge is going to consider that issue. He expects to be able to rule on it tomorrow, so the arraignment will be continued until tomorrow on the murder charges.
Video reportedly shows Fletcher being forced into a SUV during a jog. Iran has enough uranium that's close to weapons grade to build a nuclear bomb. That's according to a report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers limited it to enrich uranium under 4%. However, Iran's uranium stock is enriched up to 60%. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, is firing back against accusations that the city never submitted plans requesting state and federal assistance in addressing past water issues. On Tuesday, Shokwa Lumba produced several documents he claimed specifically outlined Jackson's water problems and what needed to be done to fix them. The mayor adding those documents were emailed to several local, state, and congressional leaders requesting funding. Leaks out of the Justice Department probe say the FBI found documents about a foreign government's nuclear capabilities while searching Mar-a-Lago Resort last month. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains why he believes the government is strategically leaking information.
In this particular case, every single day, someone in the Justice Department is leaking. Why would you leak? There's only one reason to leak this stuff, and that is to create a narrative. And why do you create a narrative? For political purpose. So every single day, they are proving that they are politicizing this by what they are doing.
The first day of school is canceled today for Seattle public school students as teachers hit the picket lines. The Seattle Education Association announced Tuesday that its teachers voted to authorize a strike over Labor Day weekend. The union says the measure passed with 95% of the vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.